Gather around your speakers, hoop heads. It's NBA story time. Jamel Johnson here to spin you tales of NBA shenanigans you didn't know you needed to know. Like that time when a little startup league tried anything to be relevant, or when Ricky Davis earned himself a dumb nickname. I also love you, Ricky Davis. Catch a new tale on NBA Storytime every week, then listen to the postgame where I break it down with comedians, ballers, and what have you. Find NBA Storytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Guys, what's up? I want to take a quick second to let you guys know that our podcast is supported by Anchor. That's right. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. I'm doing this ad from my phone as we speak. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. Evidently, I can't talk. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Now back to the show.
Hawk fans, this is a wild time, you know? Like, what's going on? We definitely don't know, but we're going to talk about it. We have thoughts on the NCAA canceling all of its, you know, events. What that means for Hawk athletes that have played their final game, wrestled their final match, all of that. And we have a guest to talk about it as well. Let's have a day. Let's go. Welcome back, Washed Up Walk-Ons fans. Episode 99 of the podcast, and I have the coronavirus. Just kidding, but this is a great time to remind you guys that the best way to not get the coronavirus or not have it affect you as much is to get healthy. And what's the best way to get healthy? It is to take Tyler Kluver's 30-day plan. This is just me plugging my buddies. Fitness plan that he just put together. Welcome to episode 99. I'm not getting the coronavirus.
Wow, man. You know, that's
you know, that is probably rooted in science, Clue. I bet you have 100% of your clients are coronavirus.
Sure. That is, yeah, to my knowledge, so far correct. I guess I'll talk about it for a quick sec before we get into this, because we actually have a guest for those watching. We have.
I forgot about the intro of the actual guest because it's not his first time. So
yeah, second time guest. Get to him. Yeah, get to him in a second. But yeah, man. You know, guy got fired. Had to come up with some alternative ways to make money. So I thought, what am I good at? Well, I don't eat breakfast. So let's make some money off it. No, man, it's been good. I did not know that so many people would be interested in a little 30-day challenge, and a ton of people have gotten in touch with me about fasting in the past, but I guess this idea just hit harder than normal because it's an easy way for, this is my sell on it if you guys are interested or haven't heard about it yet. It's a 30-day period of time where we're going to introduce you to fasting on a 16-8 schedule. You're going to basically, all you have to do is skip breakfast and not eat snacks after dinner. And it's an easy way to get a little bit of experience with fasting. I also include some exercise programming and some diet advice in there as well. I told people they're not going to look like I look after 30 days, but if they want to get on the right path and do it the way I've done it, then this is a good start. And we've had great – today was day one. I opened it up this morning. We're already on our way to 30 contestants. So, yeah.
Okay, good, because I was literally about to cut you off right there. Folks, we have an All-American on the podcast. Welcome back to the podcast, friend of the show, Alex Meyer. Kluver was talking for a little bit too long there. I felt like we had an All-American waiting just a little bit too long for an intro there. So Alex Meyer is back. We were planning on talking Big Ten wrestling recaps and then talking nationals, but
we don't have those. So
we don't have
anything, boys.
The world's over.
Alex, you're basically a doctor now. What the fuck's happening?
First of all, we have no idea. I have no idea.
Good.
That's the answer everyone wanted to hear.
People at the hospital are royally freaking out.
Also good.
Also great, yeah. Everyone's canceling. Cancel culture. Literally.
Okay, so... So, for the folks that don't know, you are a second-year med student right now, right?
I am.
Okay. Do you know what area of medicine you're going into?
I do not. Right now, I'm thinking orthopedics, but we'll see how that works out. I got you.
Do that.
But right now, I'm on my peds rotation, and so what's going on at the hospital is we don't have enough PPE, so, like, mask, gowns, and stuff. Or we have enough, we're worried about running out.
Yeah.
Because all of them come from China, and China is shut down for the foreseeable future. So as students, we can't go into any of the rooms that you need mask and gown for, which is for the inpatient kids. That's a lot of the like respiratory viruses. There's only a few of the patients the students can see because they're trying to save all that stuff. And then just yesterday, they changed it so students can't scrub into the OR either.
Yeah, my brother was telling me about that. So yep. If you're on like your OR rotation, you're basically not doing anything right now.
Yeah, so I heard they had just a day off the other, Tuesday or Wednesday. And they were just like, what do we do? Then they changed it so they could go back in, but they had to reuse their mask. Now they changed it, and now they're just back to students can't go into the OR because we need our PPE for other places.
Maybe I shouldn't have put this mask on. I should have just been going around to clinics collecting single masks and selling them, man. I could have honestly made a good profit.
Yeah.
So back to the original point. No one knows what the hell is going on.
And Kevin, you're our resident kind of know how the economy and the rest of the world is affected, because Drake and I definitely don't care or pay attention to that. Tell us what China being shut down means in the shortest way possible.
It's fucked.
Okay, that was good.
I mean, you don't have to be a genius to look at the stock market. It was going and boom.
Hey, but
straight head
now. Would this be a great time to buy stocks if you were never in them?
Not yet, because we don't know if it's the floor yet.
Yeah, I mean, I've been telling myself it's going to bottom out here for like the last week or so, and it just keeps plunging down. So I have no idea what's going
on. Right. They say, first of all, that's the first. No one knows anything about this. Like, there's a few people that know shit about it. Everyone else just reads stuff and just comes up with their own opinions that are completely uninformed and biased. And, like, they're saying that it's supposed to be the worst in, like, 2 weeks from now or something like that.
That's what I'm hearing, too. That we'll see. It should get worse before it gets better, but it should be 2 to 3 weeks.
So...
So if we're not at the worst right now, like wrestling is in a week and a half. Is it a week from today? It's a week from today it starts. Today. So like we won't be at the worst part yet. So I mean they can still put that back on, right?
School's not canceled until the week after.
Right.
Kids are still going to school. I guess
none of you guys are in school
anymore. Some would say those wrestlers are the some of the healthiest guys in college, you know?
They got great respiratory systems.
Incredible.
As far as I'm concerned, we're the national champs, though.
So
in both sports.
In all sports.
In all sports.
In fact,
I mean, you can't say otherwise.
Take away really. LSU's championship. The Hawks won it.
All right, so let's actually get into it. I actually do want to talk wrestling because we had Alex on prior to the year's start, and you know, the Hawks just had an incredible season, topped it off with a Big Ten championship last weekend. Alex, dude, just recap the season for us, man. It was a hell of a season for me to watch as a fan. I'm not nearly as informed as you are, obviously. This is like just me being a casual fan. This is like a casual fan watching football. I'm just a casual fan watching wrestling. What did you see out of the Iowa Hawkeyes this year other than pure domination on the mess?
Exactly what they did. Just when watching them as a former wrestler, like, you just kind of understand what's going on. And when I would watch them, I was just like, dang, these guys are good. Like, they're all good, but they're just wrestling really well. And mm-hmm. they just, like, the whole season, they just wrestled really well. And that's, I think, I mean, you guys know, it's hard to put a whole season together.
Oh, absolutely.
Impossible. Like,
stringing them, yeah, stringing one after another, yeah. Especially in the, you know, yeah, especially in the Big Ten, man. Like, we literally had the hardest schedule possible. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they just knocked them out one after another.
Yeah, so they looked good. They had, I mean, injuries, sickness, all that stuff. They seemed to kind of roll with it. I mean, every team's going to have it, and they just kept mowing them down.
I want to hear, Alex, who impressed you the most this year? Maybe someone who, you know, performed higher than you thought they might, or, you know, from your perspective, added more to the team than they were really, you know, thought, than people thought they were going to moving into the season?
Great question. First one I'm going to say is Spencer Lee, which is a hard answer to answer because you expect the two-time returning national champ to...
expect the champ to behave like the champ.
Yeah. But, I mean, he's... Over the last couple of years, he's had a few bad matches and stuff, but this year he bonused everyone but one match.
Right, like, which is just an absolutely insane stat. Absolutely.
And then he bonused that kid at Big Tens. Oh, yeah, and then he won the U.S. or the U.S. Senior Nationals in between.
Oh, yeah, just for fun.
To qualify for the, you know, Olympic trials, and which we'll see.
Which may not
– We'll see if those actually happen.
I mean, God, it
– As of now, the Olympic trials are still on, but – Give it 3 weeks. We'll see.
Outside of all the sports shutting down, which is just for guys like us, that's like it. It's like, well, I hope you have other hobbies because into a shit, Drake. We can't hear you. Your mic's muted.
My fault. What if you don't have other hobbies?
If you don't have other hobbies, I imagine that the dispensaries in Arizona are going to be getting a lot of visits from a certain washed-up walk-on.
Vitamins.
Right. Yeah, no, your vitamins and minerals.
Minerals.
Aside from that, there's this weird part of me, and I think, Kev, we might have talked about this when we lived together, that wants to see, like, as close to the apocalypse as we could possibly get. Like, I want to see it. Almost like, is that bad of me? I don't know.
Well, United States shutting down kind of feels like the apocalypse.
Yeah, it's wild.
So I mean, I don't know if Cleaver, you probably remember, Drake, you probably remember too. So 2 years ago, back when we were training for Pro Day, I got kind of sick, and you know, just kept nagging on, and eventually I went to the doctor, and like, oh. We think you have the mumps.
Are you patient zero?
No, I'm not patient zero.
But you did fake the mumps.
I did not fake the mumps. They told me I had the mumps, and they said, go home and stay home until we get the test back. I had to stay home for 5 days, wasn't allowed to leave the house.
You barely came out of your room.
Barely came out of my room.
A lot of grazing
when I did, it was It was to do puzzles.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember. I did like 3 puzzles over the course of 5 days.
Shitload
like 1,000 piece puzzles.
A lot of puzzles.
Yeah. So, I mean, like that was 5 days and I was going absolutely batshit crazy. So I can't imagine people having been quarantined for 2 weeks. Kluver, you would probably excel.
Oh.
Because you'd never left your
room. I'm built for this, boys. I got podcasts and YouTube for days to listen to. Alex, another question, because I don't want to exclude you from this conversation. So the NCAA, we're recording this on Thursday night, and really all the shit started to go down on Wednesday. You guys are actually going to be listening to this on Monday, the week after. And I do want to throw in the quick thing for y'all that we will not have a second episode this week. Alex is joining us for our only episode of the week. All of the walk-ons are gone the day before your...
Oh,
not anymore.
Well...
Nope. Coronavirus. Drake, fuck.
Yeah, right. The most important technologically walk-on is gone out of the country. I'm going in search of the corona, and I'm going to take it out myself.
You're definitely coming back with it. What if they stick you outside the country, bro? What if you're just not allowed to come back?
I talked about it with my wife and her family. I was like, what if we get, like, what if it gets worse? Like, what if we think, what if right now it's not even, people aren't even freaking out compared to like 3 days from now when we're in Cancun or actually Isla Mujeres specifically. And they just are like, no travel. All planes are grounded and we're stuck in Mexico for like a month and a half. I don't give a shit, boys. I don't give a shit.
That's kind of true, bro. What do you, yeah.
There's less cases in Mexico than there is in the United States.
I know.
So.
Yeah, you're probably safer down there.
I'm safe, man. I'm safe. But what I was going
to say. Mexicans are going to start building the wall to keep the U.S.
yeah,
out.
Yeah, for real. They're going to contact Trump. Hey, we'd like to go back on our thoughts on the wall, guys. No, but so they've canceled everything. NCAA has canceled everything. The tournament is canceled. What surprised me, and I want your guys' thoughts on this too, is they canceled baseball and softball seasons, like all the way out into those run into the summer, and
I don't think they canceled them. They're just like postponing those for now.
I'm pretty sure they're canceled.
Well, they canceled them. They're done. Like
so, like baseball doesn't even get their season.
They've played like 20% of their season. Canceled the whole thing, as of now at least.
Really?
Yeah.
My first thought is why not just wait it out and not play for 2, 3, 4 weeks, see what happens.
Right. You think that'd be like, you know, reassess it at that point. And you'd think,
yeah,
right?
And my second thought, which really becomes prevalent immediately.
Make them all play with gas masks.
That would be horrible. The second thought is all of these kids, the seniors especially, and a lot of it has come out with the basketball because they're about to enter the tournament for their last time and stuff. And they had a great chance to do well. Riley Till, Ryan Kreiner, Bakari Evelyn, those three never get to play a game again. And they weren't expecting that. These senior baseball players didn't even get a chance to work into half of their season. Like not only does it end their career, some of them will never play this sport again, but for those that are trying to make it to the next level, and the wrestlers too, albeit that they were basically at the end. Some of them had already, you know, finished their season.
Yeah, you know, it's only the most important tournament of the
right.
year in their lives. You know, well, whatever.
Like,
yeah, they were dumb.
But they got to finish way more of the race than the
like
other
what? What happens to the draft training with Doyle and all them? What happens to
pro days are canceled?
Yeah, pro days canceled. Like
scouts can't come to them.
What I mean, what on earth? Think about. You know,
back to the original point. No one knows what the fuck's going on.
Pro day is canceled.
They haven't canceled it, but the NFL is not allowing their like scouts to go places.
Imagine we actually had a chance at the NFL, guys, and we weren't able to go and show our shit.
So basically, you can have pro day, but there ain't going to be no one there. So,
you can't have pro day if you close down all the university facilities, which. People are starting to talk about now too,
right? So it's just
Think about that. I'm pretty. That's
so.
That's,
I mean, imagine you don't go to the combine. You're
screwed.
Yeah.
Your tape better be good.
Your tape better be good. That's your only chance of getting an undrafted free agent spot.
I mean, Jesus, it's wild.
It's all wild. So, Alex, I want to go back to you. Have you talked with any of the wrestling guys since this came out like literally yesterday that there's going to be no fans there, which very upset. Tanzer hooked me up with a all weekend pass, all recession, executive suite. It's going to be awesome. Shout out Tanzer. You're a legend. Then, boom, no fans. Next day, boom, we're just canceling the whole thing. Have you talked to any of the guys? What are their thoughts? What's going on? Have they proclaimed themselves the national champs yet? Because they deserve it.
Can we print the shirts? Who's printing the shirts?
Hey.
I'm sure the shirts are printed.
Let's print them.
Let's print them, man.
I'll talk to our guy. Let's print the goddamn shirts.
We're printing the damn shirts, man. And listen, none of you listeners still are – you don't want these problems, man.
Oh, yeah. We'll come after – we'll go season back.
Iowa, 1 million. Everyone else, zero.
Zero.
National champions 2020.
Boom. On the
national
back.
Champs. Anyway, Alex, before these bozos
chimed in. Maryland actually scored 0 points at the Big Ten tournament.
Oh, my God. Honestly, hilarious.
What'd you say?
One qualified, too. He got ninth.
Oh,
poor he didn't score any points.
Smokes.
Who? What school?
Maryland.
Ouch. They're just getting drummed in every sport. I guess their basketball team was okay, but football, wrestling, destroyed.
So, yeah, Alex, before these two bozos chimed in, have you heard anything from the guys on the team? Like, you know, like just where their heads at? Like, what are they saying?
Yeah, so I live right across from Carver, and when I came home from work/school yesterday, they were just getting out of practice, and they had just found out that there's no fans, and they're like, okay, you know, we're, you know, rolling with it.
Sucks, but okay, yeah.
Sucks bad.
We don't know much. We'll find out more in the next couple of days. You know, if they postpone it, we'll be ready. They move it, we'll be ready. If we go there, no one's there, so be it. You know, that's something Tom's always talked about. You know, it doesn't matter. Control, you can control.
Go at the end of the day, it's you versus the guy across from you.
Yeah, exactly. Then today I came home from work and I hear a couple of them in one of the apartments that lives next door. And I was like, hey, what are you guys thinking? And they're like, well, we don't know. Like that, it sucks. You know, some of the qualifiers were like pretty upset, as they, you know,
rightfully should be.
Understandable.
Right.
But you know, they were like, if they move it, if they postpone it, we'll be ready. If the next NCAA tournament's a year from now, we'll be ready. Then they talked about, you know, what if the the arena Carver closes? So, you know, you can't have practice, can't work out. They're like, I don't know, we'll just pull the bikes out of the room and we'll put them in this parking lot up here. Go ahead and keep working out and training.
I would love that.
Hey, guys. Yep, it's me again. Got to interrupt the episode real quick to talk to you guys about Spotify, one of the sponsors of this podcast. On Spotify, you can listen to all your favorite artists and podcasts in one place for free. You don't even need a premium account. Spotify has a huge catalog of podcasts on every topic, including the one you're listening to right now. Yeah, we're on Spotify. I don't know how we did that, but pretty cool. Other things you can do on Spotify is follow your favorite podcast so you never miss an episode. Premium users can download episodes to listen to offline, wherever you are, and you can easily share what you're listening to with your friends on Instagram. If you haven't done so already, be sure to download the Spotify app. Search for Wash Up Walk-Ons on Spotify or browse podcasts in the Your Library tab. Also, make sure to follow us so that you never miss an episode of the Wash Up Walk-Ons.
Oh, man. I fucking love you, wrestlers.
That's something they would do, too. They would just, you know, open the find a way in, pull some dumbbells out, set up a little shop.
That would be elite. I spent Monday morning, I spent an hour stalking Pat Lugo on social media. I think he's my new favorite wrestler on the team.
Pat Lugo is low key one of the funniest people you'll ever meet. But extremely low key.
He seems very low key, but like, I don't know, just the way I've seen a couple of his matches this year. I've saw a couple interviews in that hour of researching him. And I just was like,
Damn, I like this guy. He's my favorite. Is there a favorite guy you had to watch this season? Don't say Spencer Lee.
To watch, I always like Marinelli, watching him wrestle. I mean, he goes hard 7 minutes all the time.
And what about my guy Cam Dog?
I don't know. That's why this team's been so good. They're just so fun to watch.
Absolutely.
I mean,
they're all scrappers. They all score.
So I like Marinelli too. I just feel like he's stronger than everyone else at 165. Chem Dog definitely had the best match of the year though versus Hall in Carver Hawkeye.
That was insanity. I rewatched that match on YouTube, and I respect wrestlers so much. It's just a grind, dude. It's God. The more I watch Iowa wrestling, good wrestling, I wish that I would have wrestled, because I think I could have been all right. But I'm also weak as hell, so probably not. God, I just,
maybe you'd have got picked on less. Like if you were a really good wrestler, I probably wouldn't have hit you with a trash
can. You still would hit me with a trash can, dude. You were so pissed that day. I'm so salty that Spencer Lee doesn't get a chance to be a four-time Natty champ.
Four-time, I was thinking that too. That's bullshit.
Or, you know, just like a senior, like Lugo is coming off a Big Ten championship. Like, yeah, he deserves a shot at the Natty.
Seed. Like,
right.
This sucks.
Like, I mean, I sincerely hope the NCAA considers giving seniors another year another year. I don't know.
That's where I was going with this, Kevin, and I don't know what you guys think. Do you guys think somehow, some way, they would come up with a rule, because this is such a wild, once-in-a-lifetime situation where they would allow a fucking Corona red shirt or something like that? And
does the NCAA actually care about his players, though?
No, they don't at all.
No. I was just going to say, because the NCAA is a bunch of communists. Absolutely not. They're not going to allow it. But
yeah,
I honestly, Kevin,
thought you were going to throw another C word out there, just a C bomb.
I mean, that's pretty on point about how I feel them too, but yeah.
Little Corona you next Tuesday. You know, the problem with that is, once you get into giving the seniors another year, now you're affecting everybody else beneath them. Guys who have waited their turn, they were ready to come in next year, all this. So you'd almost have to give everybody that's currently enrolled one extra year, and then 5 years from now, like, I don't know. It's weird.
I agree. I agree that it's super unfair, but I don't know if that's even possible.
I know. I don't either.
Because where do you draw the line? I read today a couple of the reporters on wrestling were talking about that the qualifiers might get an extra year, but then exactly, you screw over the next guy that's been waiting his turn.
Right. Right.
I don't know.
Right. If there's say there's a junior underneath, a returning national champ senior, senior gets another year. Now you're also a senior. Like, do you just not get to wrestle at all? Like, yeah, it's
totally.
Yeah. Like, here we got Lugo, the senior, ranked number one in the country, number one seed for the national tournament. Jaden Ironman on Olympic red shirt, going to fill that one hole from a graduating senior. He only has 1 year left.
Yeah, it's the exact situation. It's like someone's getting fucked.
I'm all American already. That's transferring on Olympic redshirt right now.
Yeah,
right, and I guess you can't really give everyone another year unless, because you have incoming freshmen who are going to be on scholarships. You have scholarship limits. So now, I guess we just kind of answered the question ourselves. Like, the seniors are just out of luck, I think.
Yeah.
Really over with.
Yeah.
That's ass. That's just – there's no other way to put it. This is complete bullshit.
I just – there's got to be – I don't know why they – obviously, I'm not a part of the NCAA for many reasons. I don't work for them. I don't think I ever would. But they had these conversations. They deal with stuff – not like this, but, you know, decision-making like this on a much more, consistent basis than I do. I just don't know why you couldn't suspend everything for 3 weeks or 1 month and just push everything back. So what? It screws up a bunch of, the normal timing of things. But gosh, just give it a little time. I still personally think that people are maybe blowing this whole thing out of proportion and we're just taking extreme precaution just in case. I hope that's the case, but man, I don't know. I'm sad. I'm sad about it. I know this isn't a football podcast because we got Alex on here, but think about how valuable spring ball is to a football program.
Think about how unreal it would feel to be an older guy. Oh. Get spring ball canceled.
Kevin and I basically did it our senior year. We basically...
Oh, so did I. Dude, I had a broken leg, shoulder surgery, another ankle surgery. Bro, I didn't even think about spring.
Let me tell you, it was great.
I know.
Yeah, man. Selfishly, my brother was, you know, he was going to have a chance to compete for the starting snapper gig this fall with Spiewak. Who knows what would have happened there. Fat chance without a spring ball that, you know, he'll have an opportunity to really jump a position there. But
wait a second. That's who we're down to?
Those are the two snappers on the current roster.
No disrespect to your brother. You just said he's second in line, and I didn't like the first name.
Well, as much as Spiewak has been behind the scenes, he's not a bad guy. He, you know, he's maybe the first guy on the team to enter a frat after football, but Zach's
and so the stupidest shit ever in the locker room.
And Zach's only been there for 8 weeks, so it's hard to just take over a number one spot when you've been there for 8 weeks in the program. So, I don't know.
GL Zach Kluver, man.
Yeah, GL. I don't know. Alex, I was so excited to talk the Natties. So excited. Like, I was gonna have this whole rundown of everybody's seed, who their toughest matchup was going to be against, like ask you who was potential sleeper matches that we were going to have to watch out for and like all this shit, and now it doesn't fucking matter.
I know.
Man.
I mean, it reminds me of the 1980 Olympics when we boycotted.
Yeah, like, that's kind of what this is.
Like, you, all those guys made the Olympic team, the Olympics, yeah. And they don't. President Carter's sucks. Like,
aside from 9/11, is this the craziest thing we've ever lived through?
Yeah, for sure.
It's gotta be, right?
Yeah. I mean,
like, nothing has ever canceled, you know, sports on a wide scale like this before.
My mom actually said it today. She was texting me. She goes, I don't think there's ever been as much, like you said, the world stopped, Drake. She's like, I don't think everyone in the world has stopped.
Dude, the pictures of Italy are mind blowing. Like, we're supposed to go to Italy at the end of June for George's wedding.
I know. Like,
Italy.
That's not happening.
End
boys.
Of the world.
Before all this went to real shit, Drake, I was going to tell you to cancel your flight and rebook because the flight
and rebook it. I know. I know.
Because the flights went down like 70% in price.
Yeah.
You can get a plane ticket as of yesterday from Cedar Rapids to Denver for $55.
Wow. Well,
ooh, let's go to Denver, boys. Well,
here's the thing. So, we went to Hawaii for our honeymoon, $1,100 a plane ticket. If you want to go to Hawaii right now, $420 round trip. Like, so, you know, Lauren and I are
thinking about taking vacation. Well,
dead serious. Lauren and I have been trying to find time to go out to like the Pacific Northwest, go see Seattle, Oregon, Washington.
Yeah. So that's probably not the best place to go right now.
Yeah. But I was like, hey, we might as well. I'm talking like in the summer and
after the coronavirus just clears everybody
right
out.
And then so we're like, hey, maybe we should just like take a look, see what flights are, and they're like half the price right now, so that could be happening.
Yeah, I don't think we've ever seen anything of this scale.
No,
at least in our lifetime.
I mean, like, even 9/11, like, stuff was shut down for, like, a week before they, like, started playing baseball games again.
Well, yeah, because it wasn't so widespread.
We've had outbreaks before. They've played soccer and stuff without fans in Europe multiple times.
Right.
But, like, to cancel everything for months. I've never even heard of it being talked about. No. Or canceling. Right. Every university is going to online class.
Wild.
Which is so bizarre, dude. Can you imagine?
My brother, Zach, sent me a snap today like, well, online classes. Guess we're just going to have to lay in bed for the next 3 weeks.
And all these people are going to go on vacation with these $100 plane tickets and then come back, and it's just going to be.
I mean, yeah, like, is that really keeping people from, like, moving around?
Probably not. I don't
know.
I don't know.
There was this tweet I saw yesterday. It's like, school cancels class to avoid people gathering in large groups. And it shows this video of massive yep. crowds of people gathering, like, getting hammered, chanting and screaming because cancels got canceled.
So funny. So,
like, what happens with the guys in the football complex? Like, do they just, like, they can't go to the complex and lift?
No, I don't think they've shut down.
They haven't shut down
the facilities.
The university is still open.
Yeah. Okay. But, like, specific events, like pro day where outside people are going to come in. Like, is the draft even going to happen? Is it just going to be an online draft? Like, you're getting sucked into the military? Like, hey, we choose you. It's like Pokemon. I want to shed some light quickly on the headband you're wearing, Alex. So we can just mention that a little bit. Brandon Sorensen, unfortunate situation with his health this past season. Ton of support in the wrestling community and the Iowa community, just because that's what Iowans do.
Iowa fans are the greatest.
Yeah, I mean, you know Brandon. Talk about him a little bit.
Yeah, so people that don't know, he got diagnosed with acute lymphoblastic leukemia December?
Yeah.
I think. Yeah. Right after Christmas, or Thanksgiving, right after Thanksgiving. And he just, you know, got sick, and then, like, perfectly healthy 25-year-old elite athlete, coming off, you know, four-time All-American, like one of the best to ever do it, just all of a sudden just got sick and, you know, went to the emergency room. They did some tests and stuff and find out he has cancer. I mean, he's a super private guy. I've seen him a couple times since then. I mean, he's doing good. He's like, if anyone has the right mindset, it's him. He's all about, you know, I'm going to beat this. I don't need the fanfare, you know.
Yeah.
I got this. I know that the wrestling program, you know, the coaches, wrestlers, hockey wrestling club has really supported him a lot, you know, been there for him and his family, whatever they need. They definitely can get it. And then I just pulled it up on my phone. They started a GoFundMe, and it's up. It had a goal of $30,000, and it's up to $119,000 right now.
Wow,
over
that's awesome!
Dollars in like a week.
That's insane.
I mean, that's something that's really cool about wrestling. Like, one day I scrolled through the donors, and there's, you know, people that Sorensen beat in college, opposing coaches, you know, wrestling legends. They're just like, you know, here's $20, $50, $100, a few like $500 donations to a guy they may not have ever met, just because, you know, he's a wrestler. He did it the right way. Like, you know, he's just a solid dude.
That's crazy.
And that's fucking awesome to hear. Sorensen strong, baby.
Yes.
I saw, like,
yeah. And then we have the bandana thing at one of the dual meets. So that's where that came from.
That's awesome.
Yeah, dude, that's shout out to, you know, Hawkeye Nation, I'm sure, was a big part of that. But then, like you said, wrestling and community in general, I'm sure, helped pitch in.
Yep. So, even a couple of the Oklahoma State guys had bandanas on their warm-ups.
That's
I do remember seeing that, yeah.
I heard John Smith called and, like, wanted to get a whole team's worth, and they were all sold out. So it's like,
wow.
Like, sold out too fast, a couple thousand of them.
That's crazy. But,
yeah, it's one of those wild things. Like, you'd never expect that to happen.
No.
Well, man, I like that. Yeah, hearing that like makes me give them a whole lot of respect. Even though during that meet, I'm sure you were watching, things were getting a little chippy between the coaches there.
They were very chippy.
I love it, chippy. Chocolate chippy.
And I can only imagine what's going through. Have you any idea what's going through Coach Brand's mind right now that they, you know, they canceled nationals? Like, this was our year. This was always going to be our year. Spencer called it at the Penn State game, 2020 national champs, and 1 week before,
nothing.
Motherfucker.
Yeah.
Kevin has left the podcast. He turned his mic off. He threw it, and he left the podcast. And if I know Kevin, that's possibly not good. This might be the last time that we ever see him. So, Alex, we'll continue with you. Do you have an answer to that?
I mean, I read one of his quotes, and there's a bunch of news articles and stuff, and basically they're like, you know, we support what they decided. Yeah. You know, they're trying to do what's best for student athletes, but I mean, just knowing the program, there, it sucks. Yeah,
I feel like Brands, if you got him to say like a real answer, the way he talks and the way he thinks, he'd just be like, "We'll be back next year. It doesn't matter. Anybody, we'll wrestle him anytime, anywhere."
Yeah, absolutely.
2021, we're coming back stronger than we did this year. Like, we don't care.
Absolutely.
For sure. Yeah, I think they always have the next thing mindset. You know, whatever next best thing or whatever's. They always said whatever's the next meet is your most important meet of your life. So, I mean, that was true up to, you know, to the nationals. Yeah.
I recently switching gears a little bit here, and Kevin's back. He somehow entered from the other side of the screen that he left. So at least he's healthy. Did you contract the corona while you were out of screen potentially?
Yeah. I went and sneezed on as many people as possible.
Nice. It could be stressful.
If we're going to do this, then
we're going to do it big then.
We're going to do a big
30 game. For 30, Jameis Winston.
Shout out, Jameis.
If Kevin is now a confirmed corona patient, I am going back into quarantine.
Yep. But switching gears, Alex, I want to – maybe you don't have a whole lot to provide on this one, but a couple follows on Instagram and Twitter for me were two of the females in the Hawkeye Wrestling Club, Forrest Molinari and Allie Reagan. Do you know them at all, and do you think they would be good guests on this podcast?
I do know them, and I think they would be excellent guests.
Okay.
Forrest is one of – I think she's one of the best interviews in wrestling.
Ah, yes.
That's good news, because this is one of the better interview shows. We kind of – we let it all loose.
Yeah, they're both, I mean, world-class competitors. I saw Forrest – after when I was on my way home today, and she was with some of the guys, and I mean, they're like, so the senior level, they're get Pan Ams is next weekend in Canada. That's a Olympic qualifier. So, I mean, they're concerned about that. Gilman's up there for the USA men. And then, I mean, the Olympic trials are 3 weeks after that. And then, you know, they're talking about moving the Olympics.
Jeez.
Like, well, who's better, Spencer or Gilman?
You gotta wait for the Olympic trials.
Oh.
I can't wait to see that.
I can't either. Match. But yeah, Forrest and Allie are, you know, they're excellent competitors. They'd be great guests. Talk about a little bit more about the Hawkeye Wrestling Club and what it's all about.
I don't know. I don't, like, obviously none of us know him, but kind of I got Forrest's number from somebody on Twitter, and I think it would be interesting, even if we just brought her on for like 20 minutes. I don't know how much. Probably couldn't go for an hour with her, because we just, I don't know, it would be a little bit less organic, but I think it would be awesome.
Yeah, they'd both be good.
It'd be way more awesome if big wrestling meets were going to happen that we could talk about, but instead, right, they're just canceling the entire world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We won the Big Ten championship. We won the nationals. We had how many number one seeds? Do we have 4 or 5? They're all national champions. So good 2020 season Hawkeye wrestling. Yep.
And basketball.
And good, a great 2020 season Hawkeye basketball, yep, because we're Big Ten and national champs.
And not only that, we had the Big Ten Player of the Year in women's basketball, men's basketball, and wrestling.
Do we just give the women the national championship too?
I think so.
Well, since she won the Player of the Year award, I think it's only fair.
Did they call dibs, though? Because we called dibs on the men's
one. Well, we don't need to call dibs on wrestling because the one seed behind our – in front of
us win the fight. Right. That's all that matters.
And yeah, that we might not have called dibs on the women's, but we're at least 2-for-3. I think we probably leave it – unless you guys have anything else. We've stretched this to 45 minutes and didn't – and had to cut half of what we were going to talk about. So,
I mean, I was just going to, segue into, it sucks that we, don't get to actually raise a banner this year. But, 2021 coming around next year, Lugo is the only senior that's graduating, granted, if ChemDog gets that medical red shirt.
Yeah, so Lugo's the only starter graduating. Something I wanted to talk about a little bit is the senior class for the wrestling team right now has 11 seniors.
Wow.
Which is absolutely absurd. Like, most of them are 3, 4, 5, 6. This class has 11, only one of which is a starter, and then two others were previous starters that lost their jobs to younger guys.
That's wild.
I think it's pretty amazing to see what they've done in the program for 5 years. And, you don't see that very often in college athletics. You get 5 years and you never see the mat.
Yeah, we know.
No, there's so – yeah, I know you guys have talked about the attrition rate in football. People transfer. They don't like riding the bench. Nope. But, those guys stuck with it. My brother's one of them. And, they aren't the qualifiers, most of them, but they put themselves in position to win a team national title. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Something that hasn't been done since 2010.
Everybody has a role, and I think that's an incredible example of it.
There's one thing to say about riding the bench at football practice. If you're not in the top two, you're not taking shit for reps during practice. I know damn sure those boys are getting their ass whooped in the wrestling room every day at practice. So to stick that out for 5 years is hell of an accomplishment compared to sticking out.
You got
to
be a dude now.
I'm
sure they got some dogs there.
Yep. Jeremiah Moody won junior Pan Ams, and he got wrestle a few varsity matches, but
yeah,
never the guy, and he's junior Pan Ams champ.
That's wild.
A couple other qualifiers that are out of the lineup, just nuts. But
shows you how deep they are, man.
Mm-hmm. 2020 national champs. Wash-up walk-ons have declared it, which basically makes –
and we're going to print the shirts.
Yeah, we're going to print the shirts. I'm actually going to see what we can do there if we can mess around with that. Anything else?
I don't see why we can't.
Right? I don't know. I might as well. I think everyone, dude. We might as well
make a shirt. We might as well make a shirt that just says wrestling, men's, women's national champs. Just 3X champs. Just.
Iowa 3-sport national champs 2020, men's basketball, women's basketball, wrestling on the back. Like, screw it.
We used to have Iowa against the world t-shirts, and that's – we need to bring those back.
All right. We'll do that too.
The whole world against Iowa right now.
We'll do that too.
All the t-shirts. We're going to print all the t-shirts.
All the t-shirts are being printed.
All the t-shirts, all the national champions.
Alex, I want to thank you for joining us again. Unfortunately, we didn't talk as much – potential wrestling as we could have, but I think we got a decent amount in. You provided some great doctoral knowledge on the coronavirus. We have two doctors on the podcast out of four today, which is great. Kevin,
my dad was a doctor, so by transitive property it just got passed along to me.
No,
it's like it's inheritance. Yes, it is. I'm his only son. I inherited.
You joining the family business.
Yes, we already saw it happen. Stepbrothers the same way, kind of,
You're a medical.
That's an all-time line right there.
He just said he's going to join the family business, but you're a medical doctor.
You know how many people listen, dude? You know how many people I had to tell no when they're like, hey, are you going to be a doctor just like your dad?
That's unfortunate.
Hey, no.
My dad's a PE teacher, so. Yeah. I saw that, and I actually, we can close with that. You sleep with a picture of your for those watching the video, you get the special treatment here. He's got a fat head, big old picture of himself. But
no, I turned it around. Usually it faces.
Oh, outside. Yeah, that's nice.
Actually, one of DeSanto's favorite things. We're neighbors.
Oh yeah.
He always notices when it's up or when it falls down. He was like, "Where's your face at?" Like, all right, it probably fell down. I'll put it up again for you.
That's hilarious. That's fantastic.
It's from my wife's bachelorette party.
Wow.
So, would me and DeSanto be friends? Because I just feel like we'd be real good friends.
Yeah. I think so.
Drake, no.
I feel like me and him got to have a few personality traits in common.
Yeah. He's fiery, that's for sure. He's a good dude.
Fiery is a good word.
Fiery.
I don't know. That's all I got. I'm going on vacation to Isla Mujeres. If you want to join me down on an island with 3,000 people, if you need any extra Corona, I'll bring it back for you, virus or alcoholic beverage. And
you're gonna get stuck.
Yeah, and hopefully I get stuck there.
I'm letting you.
Maybe I'll live on down in Cancun for the rest of my life, and you guys will just have to take over the podcast.
Just text us the instructions.
Episode 100. The next episode you guys listen to, we are bringing on some heat. Okay, so be ready.
A total legend.
I'm excited for it. This is one where I'm going to spend the most prep time I ever have before an episode. And I'm honestly I'll probably get a little bit of butterflies because, this is a big one. Number 100 for the Wash Up Walk On. Somehow we made it. Again, Alex, thank you for joining for 99 and, heart don't have stars. Corona don't have stars or something like that. I don't know. Walk-ons out.
Don't get the coronavirus. Wear a condom.
Okay. Hawkeye 2020 national champs, bitches.
We're out.
Hawks 5 million.
Let's go.
I'm MJ Acosta Ruiz.
And I'm Lindsay Zarniak.
And together we'll be hosting the On Her Turf podcast. This summer, On Her Turf is hosting a daily Olympics podcast that focuses exclusively on women's sports and the amazing women competing in Tokyo. We'll bring you interviews with Olympians and in-depth analysis on your favorite teams.
Plus, we're going to talk about some of the challenges still facing women's sports today.
So join us daily at On Her Turf as we cover all the excitement of the Tokyo Olympics.
Be sure to check us out on Apple Podcasts and be sure to follow On Her Turf on Twitter and Instagram too.